You're listening to Immaculate Conception Podcasts, recorded on Sundays at the 11 a.m. Mass at Immaculate Conception Catholic Church in Columbia, Illinois. For more information on Immaculate Conception, please go to www.icc-columbia-il.us. Our pastor is Father Carl Scheer.
Our associate pastors are Father Steve Gira, Father Gary Hogan, and Father Eric Wagner.
And now, enjoy the podcast.
Okay, now third Sunday of Lent. As we get deeper into kind of the inventory of our spiritual life, if you will, we have to take on one important fact that we all do, and we can't really escape it. And it's problematic, and sometimes it's fun to watch other people when they do it. However, it's just something that we all fall into, and unfortunately, the Israelites fell into it. All right, so the Israelites have just been freed from Egypt. Moses has taken them out, but unfortunately, they kind of got to go through a desert. And going through a desert is not the best place to be. And they've been walking for a while, so they kind of forgot about all the slavery that they went through in Egypt. And it's all here and now, which is what we all think about, here and now. So they start grumbling. And grumbling is a big thing we have to avoid. But it's something that, like I said, we fall into it all the time. The Israelites were doing it. You know what? If we were Israelites at the time, if we were the Jewish people marching with Moses, you better believe that we would be grumbling. We don't have water. We don't like where we're going. You know, it's too sandy. It's too hot. And the litany goes on. And at first we can say, oh, you know, bad Jewish people, you know, don't you realize you've been freed? But wait a minute. Wait a minute. Every one of us grumbles about something. Now, as Christians, we try to hide it the best we can. And we kind of ice it over, you know, put icing on the cake, if you will. But it's deep down in there. And it happens almost every day. It can start at the beginning of the day. Oh, man, I got to do this, I got to do that. And the grumbling begins. Some of us are just better at it and more professional and just don't care anymore. And just it's all out there and it's all out. And those are the people that are kind of fun to listen to for a while. For a while. And then we get kind of tired of it. Because here's the strange thing. It's okay when I grumble. I just don't want to hear you grumble. I get tired of hearing you because I say, oh, you know what, just do this and that. You know, just like I said, like I always tell you guys, just kind of suck it up and do better. But that's easy for me to say. So that, once again, I feel justified. When I grumble, I am justified. When you grumble, you're just complaining. And so there's a difference there. And this is the strangeness of grumbling. We don't have patience for the other. And this is important for us. It's an important spiritual fact for us. And this is what makes God so great. And I've said this many times. I usually try to relate to God, and I think I can relate to God in many ways because I do think that I am all-knowing all the time. However, when it comes to this, I know that God is great. Why? Because He does not strike us down for all the grumbling that we do. Because we get impatient with one another when we hear it. However, God has heard it for centuries, and He has not put an end to it. That is greatness. That can only happen if you're a deity, if you are God. I do not have that kind of patience, and you do not have that kind of patience. And even in the second reading from St. Paul says, this God was put to death for people who kind of didn't even deserve it. But He went all the way to the cross. So that's the kind of greatness that we're dealing with. All right, so now what are we to do? Well, also today we've been told about going to the water. There's this kind of spring of life-giving water, and it happens here, for an example, the sacrament of the Eucharist and the sacrament of reconciliation. But these are the wells that we have to go to daily, because this is just not one drink and everything is cured kind of thing. It just doesn't happen that way. We have to, like the woman did in Samaria, you have to go to the well daily to receive this water so that we don't grumble so much. We are not thirsty. We're not hungry. For when the body is kind of weak and thirsty, or we're spiritually thirsty, we get a little irritable. And when we get irritable, everyone has to pay for it. And therefore, today we are being challenged then on this third Sunday of Lent to look at ourselves. And more importantly, look at your well. Where do you go to receive strength? And this is important. It happens when we as a group come together every Sunday. However, it's important for all of us to realize that daily there has to be a well somewhere for us to go to. And what do I mean by that? It means that maybe there's a minute, and I'm just talking about a minute of prayer. I'm not telling you to sit there and reflect for 30 minutes. You know, who's going to have time for that? So just a minute here or there. This is going to the well. Or just taking a deep breath and saying, Lord, be with me. This is going to the well. However, saying our prayers, saying our rosary, reading the Bible, whatever we can do, wherever your well is, please go there every day. Because if we don't, then the rest of the world is going to suffer because of our own grumbling. So, there's our challenge for us today. Be like the Samaritan woman. Go to the well. And notice, when the woman went to the well, she discovered Jesus. When we come to the well, and when we come to prayer, we will discover that living water as well.